Thank you, Chair. First and foremost, I would like to thank all the distinguished panelists today for presenting their findings, and Ukraine, as panholder of the Resolution 55/10, appreciates all the efforts made so far within the HRC despite the continuing liquidity crisis. So 2 years ago, we presented this initiative with aim to draw attention to many ways disinformation can affect all human rights and to try to create a guideline how to deal with this issue. So I'm pleased to see that the issue remains high in the HRC agenda, and I guess the best confirmation to this is 60 co-sponsor countries from all regions of the world. In March 2022, we talked about our concerns at proliferation of disinformation during the COVID-19 pandemic, and we agreed that the topic remains relevant. But with time, the challenges for states become even more diverse with the rapid evolution of new technologies and generative artificial intelligence. For my own country, which goes through the experience of unprovoked full-scale invasion from a neighborly country, the issue of countering effects of disinformation campaigns fueling this war becomes crucial for saving lives and minds of our citizens. So with this in mind, we welcome the engagement of the advisory committee to dive deeper in this topic and encourage to also investigate the tools that may be used to disseminate disinformation so that appropriate remedy could be found to tackle this problem from a human rights perspective, as well as to reinforce human rights standards. So we heard today a lot of useful inputs, and we would also like to encourage the advisory committee to consider taking those on board. And we are looking forward to the possibility to go deeper down the rabbit hole of this crucial topic during a workshop that was mandated also by our resolution. I thank you.